the bracha of Asher Bachar Bara Mikol Hamim Venasalana is Torah. So the bracha that we're blessing Hashem for choosing us from all the nations, that He gave us the Torah, according to Rav Hamnuna in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, that is Meula Sheva Brachos. That is the best of the Brachos of Torah, because Rashi says, Yesh Bahodala Makom, there's thanksgiving to God. You're thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah, this bracha. And Vikilus, the Torah of Israel, you're essentially praising the Torah and to Klal Yisrael, because we're thanking Hashem for giving this great gift called the Torah. And who did He give it to? To Klal Yisrael. So this is a great bracha. The Bach explains that the bracha in the Gemara Nedarim, which states that Yerushalayim was destroyed because we didn't recite Birchos HaTorah, what bracha was that? It was the bracha of Asher Bachar Bara Mikol Ha'amim. If we don't appreciate the gift that we're given in the form of the Torah, and we merely think it's a burden, so then it's a recipe for spiritual disaster. And really putting together the bracha of Asher Bachar Bara with the bracha of Aharevna, so this really highlights how we're supposed to feel regarding Torah study. It's not simply a birchos ha-mitzvah of hamlami Torah l'mar Yisrael, Hashem commands us to study Torah, but it's more than that. It's we thank Hashem Asher Bachar Bana, we realize that the Torah is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave to us. That's Torah Shebichsav. And v'harev na, when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, we want the Torah to be sweet. We believe that not only is it a gift, but when we engage in it, and especially the Torah Shebal Peh, the give and take between us, between Chazal and between us who are trying to interpret the Torah, that is something that will be sweet for us and for our children. And if we have both of those ingredients, feeling the Torah itself was a gift, and when we engage in it, it is sweet. So this is what's necessary, a real Kiyum HaTorah.